My name's Dave Howarth, and I'll be hosting our time together. Over the next 60 minutes, we'll be exploring a very contemporary question. How can I connect with God? Or how can you and I connect with God? Now, here's the shape of the evening. For most of our time, we'll consider some different aspects of this idea of connecting with God, or a higher something, in today's world. And then we'll hear a Christian perspective on the issue. And our speaker tonight is Matt Lloyd. He's on the staff here at Christ Church. In the final part of our hour of exploring, there'll be a chance for you, if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. And then once the hour is up, you're free to go, but also free to stay, if you'd like. There's quality drinks and hot dogs served afterwards, so we can continue our conversation or just talk about something else entirely. The weather has been particularly good today, hasn't it? Just to mention, I say there will be a chance for comments and questions just before we wrap up. You've got on your tables there some question box cards. So as the hour progresses, if there's something that you'd like to say or ask, just make a note of it and we'll gather those in just after the talk. There will also be a roving mic, so if you'd prefer to ask your question in that way, then that would be fine. So let's get going. Well, back in 1882, Nietzsche declared, "God is dead." And for a while, he seemed to be right. At the turn of the 20th century, there was a brave new world of science and technology. More and more of us had less and less room for the transcendent. The philosophy was, what you see is what you get. Some today, quite a few of us, would question anything that can't be proved by scientific method. And so for some, there is no God, or for many more, we can't know for certain. And while atheism and agnosticism, especially, are common, organized religion is going the other way. It's Sunday, it's just after 6 p.m. A few decades ago, most of Bromley would have gone to church by now. But not anymore. It was found in 2012 that just 12% of the UK attended church weekly. Last year, the Daily Mail carried this headline: just 800,000 worshippers attend a Church of England service on the average Sunday. Now, all this might indicate that there is a nail or two in God's coffin. But there is a story that these kinds of numbers don't tell. Some atheists are very outspoken about atheism, as you know. But as hard as they try, the new atheists have failed to bury God entirely. Many of us in the UK are not religious, but we still give a place in our worldview for the transcendent, whether a god or gods or a higher something. You can see there are some stats on the sheet. Why don't you grab one of these sheets if you haven't already? These statistics, sorry, they haven't come out well on the sheet there, but they give you some kind of idea. They're taken from a YouGov survey of Britain carried out for the Times newspaper. And overall, a third, 33% of British adults say they do not believe in God or a greater spiritual power of any kind. But roughly the same do believe in a God, 32%. Well, 20% believe in a higher power but not a God, with 14% on the fence. So surely Nietzsche wrote God's obituary too soon. God is not dead. And in fact, more and more of us are looking for a connection with him, or her, or it. Now again, that certainly doesn't mean that we're flocking into churches. Here's what Dave Tomlinson, an author, said 5 years ago: "We live in an extraordinary time in the Western world when church attendances are diminishing, but spiritual hunger is rising." I discovered this week that the fastest growing religious identification is spiritual, not religious. About a fifth of the people in the UK fit that category. Many are like the US singer Pink. I love Native American spirituality and paganism, and I've studied Buddhism. I steer clear of organized religion and go straight to spirituality. In fact, 59% of the UK consider themselves spiritual in some sense. 59%. There is an openness to all sorts of beliefs, isn't there? Yoga, Buddhism, horoscopes, meditation, prayer. These are enduringly popular. And growing in popularity are things like mindfulness, non-religious Sunday services, the ancient wisdom of Kabbalah, and books such as Religion for Atheists by Alain de Botton, and not forgetting Robert Persig's book, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, not one I've read. Spirituality and the search to connect with a higher something have all sorts of different expressions. We're going to see a short video clip now. It's a snapshot of one man's spirituality. Gert is a 70-year-old Danish mariner. And he, it's worth just flagging up, often thinks about death. He wishes to die consciously in his home, overlooking his pond and full of days. Until then, he seeks peace through his spiritual practices. Let's watch.